Alright, let's build a proper old-school jungle transition in Ableton Live 12, using a chopped break, a dub siren, and a heavyweight sub impact. In this lesson, we're not just making a cool siren sound. We're using the siren as arrangement glue. That means it helps steer the energy, build tension, and lead the listener toward the drop. In drum and bass, that contrast is everything. Fast break rhythms, deep sub pressure, and sharp little FX moments all working together to create that classic jungle tension. So first, open a fresh Ableton set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. Then create three tracks, one audio track for the break, one MIDI track for the dub siren, and one MIDI track for the sub impact. Keep it clean and organized. Rename your tracks, color code them if you want, and leave yourself some headroom on the master. We're building the vibe first, not chasing loudness yet. Now let's bring in the break. Drag in a classic jungle style break, something with a strong kick and snare character. Open the clip, turn warp on, and set the warp mode to beats. If needed, tighten up the transient so the groove feels solid. Then chop the break into smaller pieces or just rearrange a few hits to give it that jacked feel. When I say jacked, I mean the break should feel like it has push, bounce, and attitude. You don't need to completely destroy the original rhythm. In fact, it's often better to keep the main kick and snare idea intact, then move just one or two ghost notes slightly earlier or later. Even a tiny change can make the groove feel more alive. You can also duplicate a little slice at the end of the bar to create a simple fill. For processing, keep it tasteful. Add a drum bus if the break needs grid and forward motion. A little drive, a little crunch, nothing too extreme. If the low end is messy, use EQ8 and gently clean out the very bottom. A light glue compressor can help too, but don't squash the life out of it. In jungle, the break is the engine. If the break is swinging and biting properly, everything else gets to feel bigger. Next, we build the dub siren. Create a MIDI clip on your siren track and load operator. Operator is perfect here because it gives you a clean, simple sound that's easy to shape. Start with a sine wave for the core tone. If you want a little more edge, add a second oscillator very quietly, maybe a triangle wave, just enough to give the siren some character. Keep the sound mostly mono. We want it focused and direct. Then shape it with an amplitude envelope so it behaves more like a siren than a stab. A decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds is a good starting point, with a short release so the notes don't blur together. Now add auto filter. This is where the sound starts to feel like a real dub siren. You can use a low pass or band pass filter depending on the tone you want. Start the cutoff somewhere fairly low, maybe around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz, and add a bit of resonance for that vocal, ringing character. If the siren feels too polite, add a saturator before or after the filter. Just a little drive can make the movement feel much more aggressive and alive. Write a simple rhythmic phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. A repeating note pattern on offbeats or syncopated eighths works really well. Think of the siren as answering the drums, not fighting them. That's the classic call and response feel. The break says something, and the siren answers back. Now for the real magic, automation. This is where the siren stops being a static sound and starts acting like a performer. Press A in arrangement view so you can see automation lanes, then draw movement into the siren's pitch and filter cutoff. For pitch, try a subtle rise across the phrase. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Even a 1-3 semitone lift can create great tension if it happens at the right moment. For the filter cutoff, start darker and slowly open it up as the section builds. That opening motion tells the listener that something is coming. You can also automate volume slightly upward before the transition, or send a little more signal into reverb or echo for the final phrase ending. A simple four-bar approach works really well. In bars 1 and 2, keep the siren fairly dry and filtered. In bar 3, raise the pitch a little and open the filter more. In bar 4, add a bit more swell. Then leave a little space right before the drop. That space is important. A short gap can make the next hit feel much bigger. Now let's create the heavyweight sub-impact. Make a new MIDI track and load operator again. Or use a clean sine-based instrument. We want this to be low, round, and focused. Keep it mono. Keep it short. You do not want the sub to smear all over the place. Use a sine wave, set a short decay, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds, and keep the release tight. Then place the note on a downbeat or just before the drop. You can put it on the final beat before the phrase loops, or on the first beat of the next section if you want that big landing moment. The exact spot depends on the groove, but the idea is the same. This is your low-end punch. If the sub isn't translating well on smaller speakers, add a tiny bit of saturation so it gets a few harmonics. That won't make it bright, just a bit easier to hear. You can also check the note length. Sometimes the impact feels weak simply because the note is too short or too long. Small changes make a big difference. Now put the elements together in call and response. The break stays active and drives the groove. The siren plays in the open spaces, responding to the rhythm. The sub impact lands at key phrase endings and gives the section weight. This is a very classic jungle move. It feels simple, but it works because the arrangement breathes. One useful trick is to duplicate your siren clip and edit the second version slightly. Maybe remove one note. Maybe shift one note earlier by a 16th. Maybe leave a rest before the final hit. That tiny change can make the whole phrase feel much more intentional. Think in phrases, not loops. Even a one-bar idea can feel huge if it has a clear start, a peak, and a release. Now let's add some transition automation on the drums. You can put an auto filter on the break and gently close it down over a bar or two before the drop, then open it right on the downbeat. That simple filter move is one of the easiest ways to create tension and release. You can also automate a little echo tail on the final siren hit, or increase reverb slightly at the end of the phrase, then pull it back before the next section. Just remember not to overdo it. In DNB, too much movement can blur the power of the groove. Usually two or three strong automation moves are enough. Let the break breathe. Let the siren stay simple. Let the sub hit clean. Also keep an eye on the low end. The break and the sub should not be fighting for the same space. High pass the siren so it stays out of the way. Trim the lowest rumble from the break if needed. Keep the sub centered and dry. If you want width, use it on the siren or FX layers, not on the bass. At this point, you can turn the idea into an 8-bar intro to drop section. Bars 1 and 2 can be chopped break plus filtered siren. Bars 3 and 4 can open the siren up a little more and bring in the sub impact. Bars 5 and 6 can increase the tension with a fill, a reversed snare, or a little echo tail. Then bars 7 and 8 pull back just enough to set up the drop. That gives you a proper jungle style build, not just a loop. And here's a really useful coach note. Leave the low end emotionally quiet before the hit. If you strip things back for half a bar, the sub impact will feel much larger when it lands. Silence or near silence is part of an arrangement. In heavy music, space is power. If you want to go a little further, try making a second siren layer pitched slightly higher or lower. You can alternate between the two every couple of bars for extra tension. Or keep one siren dark and one siren brighter, and switch them as the phrase develops. That's a great way to build interest, without adding a whole new melody. A few final checks before you move on. At low volume, can you still hear the relationship between the break, the siren, and the sub? If yes, you're probably in a good place. If the siren is too loud, pull it down. If the sub disappears, add a touch more saturation or adjust the envelope. If the break feels too busy, remove a note instead of adding more. For practice, try building a 16-bar jungle transition using only one break, one siren, and one sub impact. Automate the siren filter, the siren pitch, and either the break filter or ascend effect. Keep the first four bars restrained. Build tension in bars 5 to 8. Make bars 9 to 12 feel like the peak. Then use the last four bars to create a clear release into the drop. That's the core of this technique. Chopped break energy, dub siren tension, and a clean sub hit underneath it all. When those three things lock together, you get that heavyweight old-school jungle pressure that just feels instantly right. All right, load it up. Draw those moves, and let the automation do the talking.